Shuas Mincha Ma'ariv by the White Show. The Gemara says like this: the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Omar Rava Bishash Machnisi La'Adam Ladin. When the person is brought for final judgment, Omrim Lo. They ask him the following: Nasata Venatata Vemuna. Did you conduct your business transactions with trust? Kavata Itim LaTorah. Meaning, did you establish times to learn Torah? Asakta B'Pidei V'Ribya. Meaning, did you get involved in bringing procreation to the world? And Tzipisa Lishua. Did you hope for salvation? And the question is, Nasata Nasata Benuman makes sense, meaning that there's a Shoshim Mishpat. Kavati Tim La Torah, Mitzvah Tamu Torah, Tzak to be revealed, the first Mitzvah of the Torah. But Tzipisa Lishua, what Mitzvah is to be Mitzapa Lishua? That's question number one. Second question is, the Loshen Tzipisa Lishua is a very strange Loshen, meaning all over, it's always Lishuos HaKivinu Kol HaYoyim, right? It's always a Kivinu Lishua. What does Loshen Tzipisa Lishua that's used, which is so different than the regular? And number three, Anoichi Hashem Elokeich Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, which is the first mitzvah, Mitzvah Emunah, is not said in the Loshen Tzivui. It's a statement of fact. The question is, why is it a statement of fact? Why is it not given the Loshen Tzivui? To answer all of this, I want to quote the Buda Goyla. The Buda Goyla is a Sefer Mitzvos Kotten, and he says the following: the Mitzvah Tzipis of Yeshua comes exactly from Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Because the Pasuk says, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, which is the Munas Hashem, is not the Hashem that created the world. Is Ani Hashem Asher Tzitzicho Meretz Mitzrayim. He's the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. So that is the Tzura Seimuna. The relationship is that HaKadosh Baruch is the one that takes us away from Mitzrayim, which is a paradigm to the relationship, that He's there to take us away from our Tzores. So the same way He took us out of Mitzrayim, this is the relationship. This is the faith that you have, that He's HaKadosh Baruch that takes you away from your Tzores. And therefore, Tzipisa Lishua is the Chelek Emuna. The Chelek Emuna is that you believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu will take away us from the greatest Tzora, which is the Shibud Golius, and the Tzias Mitzrayim will materialize into the great Tzias Mitzrayim, which is coming out of Golos. But the Loshon Tzipisa Lishua is really very generic. It's not that you're Mitzaped Lishua, that the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is that we are miming that Kodesh Baruch Hu take us away from our Tzoras and they bring us to Mashiach the same way He took us out of Mitzrayim. But is Tzipisa Lishua generic? Is any Yeshua? We have to believe that Kodesh Baruch is the one that's involved to help us in any time that we get into trouble. He's always the one taking us away from our own individual Mitzrayim. That's also His Loshon Yochid. All the Aseres HaDibros are said in the language of the individual, is the single language to tell us that He is relates to each and every person. And in each and every person's tragedy or difficulty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there to help and to save. Because that is the paradigm of the Emuna that we have. Not Hashem that created the world, but Hashem that rescued us from Mitzrayim. Now, the extent of it is Tzipisa Lishua. Kivisa, Kivin, Ramesh always says, Ramesh Shapira, that Kivin is Loshon Kav, is a line. In other words, it's a natural progression, that you think there are possible outcomes, and you hope the outcome is good. But I think that is what you see in davening, that is expected of everybody. But really, the Emuna is much more. Even when something is not a natural progression, something which you need a quantum leap faith, which means that something tzipisa is miloshon tzaf, is something floating. Like Shemen Hatzaf Alamayim, like oil that floats on the water. Even when you need a quantum leap in your belief, that is the extent that you believe that Kodesh Baruch will help us. That even when the situation is extremely difficult, that doesn't look normal that Kodesh Baruch will help us, the mitzvah is Tzipisa Lishua. This is the Munas Hashem. It's not the Munas Hashem that creates the world. It's the Munas Hashem that we have to believe that He comes to help us. That's why Emuna translates into Bitochon. Emuna is not just faith. Emuna is trust. The idea of trust is because the Hashem that we relate to is the one that you can trust on. And the mitzvah is to believe that He's the God that rescues us and that saves us. Now, why does it say, why is the mitzvah said in as a statement of fact? not as a mitzvah, because the truth is bitochen. This relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest gift that Hashem gave us. It's not just a mitzvah that we have to follow and do that. It's much more. It's a relationship. That's the reality. This is who Hashem is. God is the one that comes to rescue us. And the psukim repeat that again and again. The pasuk says, Gol al Hashem darkecha. Go and give and reveal to Hashem your path, uvtach alav, and trust Him, v'hu yaseh, and He'll come to help you. The same way, the pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Beis, Rabim machoivim la rosha, v'boteach b'Hashem, chesed sofvenu. There are terrible things came to rosha, but the person is boteach, will be only kindness surrounding him. The idea of bitochen is not only a mitzvah to trust that Hashem will come to help you, it's a relationship. This is what the statement of reality is, a statement of fact, it's a statement of being, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there to help you. The Leshem understands bitochen, and the truth is that's followed by Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim and by the Brisker Rav, that the concept of bitochen is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there to help us. And that ability to trust, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is independent of deserving, is independent of merit. And he quotes a medrash, in Medrash Tehillim Lamed Beis, on the pasuk, Rabbi Machoivim LaRosha, that afilu rosha boteach b'Hashem, that even a rosha, if he trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed yisovvenu, will be only kindness surrounding him. Says the Leshem, one of the greatest mistakes of people is that people think they believe in Hashem and they trust Him, but they don't trust themselves. They believe that they don't deserve, they don't have the merit, they deserve punishment. And that is wrong, because the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to help you is not that He's giving you it as a reward. That is the relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is He's the one that takes you out of Mitzrayim. He's the one that's involved in your life to help and to rescue you. Says the Leshem that this was indeed the mistake of Yaakov Avinu. He quotes a Medrash. The Medrash is Medrash Rabbah Vayikra Choftes Beis. It says like this, Omar Abrechia Verab Chelbo Verab Shimon Yochai B'Shem Ramir Melamed Shera Kudosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Sora Shel Bovel. Kudosh Baruch Hu showed the angel of Babylonia Oile Ve'yored, going up and coming down. Shalmade, the Medes, Oile Ve'yored, also coming up, going up and going down. Shalyovan, the Greeks, Oile Ve'yored. Ve'sheledim, we saw the, what you call, the Romans, Oile Ve'yored, also going up, rising, and then falling. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov, Afata Oile, now is your time to rise. Ve'ois Hashon Nisyari Yaakov Avinu. Then, the moment Yaakov Avinu got very scared, Ve'omer, and said to himself, Shema Chashon Shom, Sheli, did I gafli? Maybe the same way that these people rose and then they fell, maybe I also am going to rise and then fall. Don't worry. But if you go up, you'll never come down. But lohemin belo'ala. He didn't believe and he didn't go up. But says the Melashim, he didn't believe in himself, because like the Gemara in Baruch Hu says, he thought that, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me, but I'm not going to deserve. And it says the Gemara, Omer Abrechia v'Rabchel b'Shem b'Shem b'Nechai v'Ramir Yadurish b'Chol Zois Chotuid. The pasuk on this says, with even despite all of this, they made that terrible sin. V'Lo Yeminu b'Niflo Yisav. And they did not believe in the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ze'yavin Yaakov Shelo Hemin v'Lo Allah. He's the one that did not believe and did not go up. The Gemara in Baruch Hu says he didn't believe them because he didn't believe Hashem. He didn't believe in himself, he was deserving. And still, the pasuk says, Le'botcho b'Hashem, the pasuk says, B'chol zois chotu'oid, Elohim minu b'nichlois, they didn't believe me. Because the belief in Hashem is that the relationship of bitochen is a relationship independent of merit. It does not depend on desert. A person goes, and that is the greatest gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one condition there is, you don't have to deserve, but you have to believe that that is what the relationship is. If you see the relationship that way, if you believe in the relationship that way, the relationship becomes a reality. But if you don't believe in the relationship, you define the relationship. If you see the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists there, but he doesn't help and get involved with you, that's what the relationship will be. Rav Tzadok says that when Daniel saw the Hashem's throne, the Kiseh HaKoved, and he saw that on top of the throne there was the Musodom, there was the appearance of a person. And the question they asked Ari, he asks, who is the person? So says Ari, the person that Daniel saw, it's himself. What does that mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what you make him to be. If you make the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to help you, and you believe that that can help, this will help. If you don't believe that this can help, it will not happen. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is distant, he will be distant. If you believe and you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is close and he's there to rescue you, you can count, he'll come and rescue you. And that's the Pasuk says, Avitech Bashem Chasavenu. Says the Leshem, this is not just a statement of fact, it's a haftocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling that that's what he will do. But the person defines the relationship. It's interesting the following. There's when the Pasuk describes the mon is the ultimate exercise of bitochon, because people only got it and the next day they have to rely that this thing will come again. The Pasuk says like this, Zeh adov asher tziv Hashem. When Hashem give the mon, he says, this is what he commanded. Ish lefi ochloi, a person should take according to what he eats, meaning what he needs. Oimer al gulgoyles, ish lasher belo lelaktikachot. Take what you need home. And the Pasuk says, Vayasu chem ben Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael did, vel kitu amar beve amamit, they took whatever they needed. Vayamoidu ba'oimer velo hedi v'amar v'amer lechzer, they took, each one took what? Ish lefi ochloi lakato. Each one took what he needed. But what happened? Hashem said, don't leave it to the next morning. Some people left it. Some left over to the next morning. And it got bugs, and it got rotten and destroyed. And Hashem, complained to them. And the next day, the Pasuk says, Ve'ilkito yisob baboike baboike, after Hashem admonished them that they kept for the next day. So then, they came the next morning. And it says, Ish kefi ochli. They took the next morning, ish kefi ochli. Before it said lifi ochli, but says according to his eating, what he needed, v'cham Hashem shalomis. And the question is, why before it said twice, lifi ochli, now it says kefi ochli. So I have from Avram Breda, a beautiful idea. Realize what happened, right? In the first time, they took lifi ochli, they took what they needed. But there were a few people who wanted to be like uber chachomim. They wanted to be to outsmart the system. So they said, you know something, we don't want to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to make sure that we have. So they ate less and they ate less and they kept part of it for tomorrow. And then they got spoiled. So the next day when they came, they didn't get what they needed. They got kefi ochle. They got according to what they decided to give to themselves. So in other words, they decided to eat only half to be able to save the other half. So the next morning when it came was not lefiochle. Lefiochle means according to what they really needed. Kefiochle is according to what they thought to themselves that they needed. So they only got half. You create your reality. If you want to live a life that you don't want to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it's going to be. If you live in a life that you want to eat half and guard the other half of tomorrow to outsmart the system, you're going to all get only half. The Gross says the same idea by Purim. By Purim, the Medrash says that the Jews did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the same reason. They didn't believe in themselves. Because they thought, if Yaakov Avinu didn't deserve, how can we deserve? And the reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't save them if they don't believe that that will happen. So says the Gross. That's why the Megillah, in the story of Purim, you needed an intermediate miracle. The night the Chashverosh couldn't fall asleep, and he calls Haman, and then he takes Mordechai across the town, riding his horse. What was the purpose of that miracle? Says the Gros, that was to give encouragement and chizuk to people to realize that Hashem is with them. So this way they'll be able to trust Hashem, and a miracle, and the salvation can come. Because if they didn't believe, it couldn't come. but by seeing that Hashem was with them, that they were not left alone, gave them encouragement to have bitochen. Says the Avrom ben Avrom, the son of the Groh, says that's why the bracha says Mishanu Miftach LaTzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the reliance and the bitochen of tzadikim. Why? Because first he's a reliance. He gives you a reason. He gives you an excuse to believe. And then when you believe, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Miftach LaTzadikim, he brings you the Yeshua. The salvation comes first, gives you a little taste to achieve the final goal. And I think that this is the greatest gift of Yiddishkeit. Because if you look at it, you realize that we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. Those are the Dibros. The first two Dibros, Anoichem Oyilecha, Yipi Agvur Hashmanu. The post, you look in Parshas Veschanon, says that the Jews came to Hashem, to Moshe, and says, we can't hear the call. We are afraid of this voice. I mean, this relationship is too high. And the post says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give to Moshe, and it was a kol godol. This was a voice, a strong voice, the Lo Yosef. The Lo Yosef means they didn't continue. The Jews wanted to stop and didn't continue. The Targum translates kol godol the Lo Posek. Not the Lo Yosef. They mean the Lo Yosef means they didn't continue. Is a kol godol the Lo Posek. They didn't stop. What does that mean? It means that if you look in the world of Torah Shebichsav, which is the visual world, that voice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm your God, that presence is gone. We're not ready for that. But if you search in the world, which is the Targum, is the translation, is the meaning, is the Torah Shebaal Peh, you realize that Lo Posek, that voice that I'm your God that comes to rescue, has never stopped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there rescuing us. We can always experience Him being with us. We just have to see, we have to search. We have to find the real meaning of things to be able to see that. But the question is, we always do this when it's too late. When there's a 2008, that you need huge miracles and to achieve true bitochen at that moment is very difficult. And therefore we don't see that. But the Briskerov says something beautiful. Says the Briskerov on the post, Kavel Hashem, hope for Hashem, Chazak v'yametz libech Hashem, who strengthen your heart, and you will again hope for Hashem. So what's this double lashon? It says twice, hope for Hashem, Hashem will strengthen you, and you hope for Him. What hope for Him afterwards? What does that mean? And he says the idea is that you hope for Hashem. When you hope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you what you're looking for. But the goal of it is to strengthen your trust on Him. So then when you see it working, Chazak v'yamet l'becha, it will give you strength and courage to then trust even more. Kavel Hashem. It's a snowball effect. If we trust in the small areas, we look for Him, we rely on Him, and we see that it works, it becomes and gives us the chizuk and the encouragement to trust even more. It's a snowball effect. We've got to start with baby steps. There's a book that talks about, it's called Dance with Chance. Dance with Chance is an analysis by four psychologists. And what basically they come out to the conclusion is that one of the big fallacies of the world is the fallacy of control, to believe that we are really in control. After 2011, people decided not to take planes and decided to drive instead because they felt that driving, they can control in a plane they don't have. But what happened was the only cause that traffic accidents arose exponentially. And the reason is because even driving you don't control. You control more than a plane, but you control your driving. You don't control the weather. You don't control other drivers. And that's a fallacy of control. You have to acknowledge that there is always chance. You can never cross every T and dot every I. But you think that this is our vulnerability, but our vulnerability is the greatest gift because it allows us to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our partner and get that relationship that this is the God that comes to rescue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to help in the area that we cannot care for ourselves. So that vulnerability allows us to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by doing that, step by step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and more we believe. And that's the growth of life. So Anoich Hashem Elokecha is a voice that if you see with your naked eyes, it appears to be that you didn't see it anymore. But if you search, you realize that that voice has never stopped. is a reality of a relationship that's not on a mitzvah, the greatest gift. And that's the reality that we can get away from it. So if we search, if we thrive, we celebrate our vulnerabilities and wait for Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us, it becomes a snowball effect of growing a relationship and growing emunah.